ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
What are you having for breakfast this morning? How about some fluffy pancakes or crisp waffles with a good dredging of maple syrup? I know it's a bit early for maple syrup. Well, let's find out. Maybe you're adding a good splash of the sweet tree sap to your favourite smoothie or porridge or pudding. In Canada, it's harvest time for maple syrup producers, and they're praying it's going to be a good one. The world's only global reserve of the sugary treat is evaporating, and it needs to be topped up fast. Simon Dory Woollett is the Deputy General Director of the Quebec Maple Syrup Producers, and he joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you. Welcome. Thank you.
Tell me what it looks like right now with thousands of maple syrup producers in the midst of tapping into trees and trying to capture the sweet sap.
Well, actually, the season is going very well so far. What was really unusual this year is that the season started early all across Quebec, even in the northernmost regions. So temperatures got warmer by mid-February, and that was quite unusual for a lot of producers. The good news is that the season is still underway, and the forecasts are also very good for in the next few weeks. So producers are hopeful that they're going to have a good, if not great, season.
4 years ago, there were more than 100 million pounds of maple syrup in reserve. Now there are under 7 million pounds. That's significantly lower. What's happened?
Well, there was a combination of factors at play here. So first off, we had some smaller crops in 2021 and 2023, which at our maple syrup packers, so the people that buy from the reserve, rely extensively on the inventories in the strategic reserve. Also, for the past decade, the demand has been growing worldwide for maple syrup. And we also see that the maple syrup packers have been keeping more inventories, private inventories themselves. So the fact that the reserve now stands at about 6.9 million pounds is not alarming. It's the reserve was put in place to stabilize supply, and that's exactly what it did for the last 4 years. Now we have released 14 million new taps over the last 3 years to increase supply over the next few years. So that will help us replenish the reserve and make sure that we keep on supplying the world with our liquid gold.
It is liquid gold. You mentioned the earlier and warmer spring, which has caught some producers off guard. How has that affected production, and how vulnerable is maple syrup to climate change in these shifts?
Well, for sure, producers are at, they have front row seats to impacts of climate change on the forest, on their maple groves. The production, maple syrup production is always highly dependent on temperatures and temperature swings. So to have the perfect conditions for maple syrup production, you want below freezing temperatures at night and warmer temperatures such as 5 to 10 degrees Celsius during the day. That's what stimulates sap flow, and that's the sap that we can collect to make maple syrup. So the scientific consensus is that the season is going to come earlier than in the future than it has in the past, but it's something, you know, the changes in yields, different crop size from 1 year to another is something that producers have always had to deal with. So that's not new. Essentially, we have to keep on planning for the long term and trying to adapt both on the marketing board, but also producers in their own maple groves to make sure that their maple groves are more resilient to climate change.
The reserve was established to create a steady supply, as you mentioned, to really try and steady the issues. Are you expecting to see major price fluctuations?
No, not at all. Actually, the strategic reserve level have no impact on prices that are paid to producers. Prices are been negotiated 2 years ago for this year's crop, so this will not have any impact. As I mentioned, we do not foresee any supply issues for maple syrup in the next year. And while I can't really comment on how prices are transmitted through the supply chain, producers are not getting paid more right now because of the fact that the reserve is low. The objective objective is to supply the markets and also to replenish the reserve over the next 5 years. And that's what the aim is. And that's why we released additional taps to new and existing producers.
What about Australian demand? I believe our collective love for maple syrup is quite strong.
It is. And actually, Quebec producers are investing on generic promotion in different markets and in a handful of markets. And Australia is one of them. So for the last year, we've been more active with the brand Maple from Canada, trying to teach people on how to use maple syrup, to raise awareness on its benefits and how the sustainable production process that comes with maple syrup production. So it's definitely there. We can feel the love for maple syrup coming from Australia, and we've tried to tap into that. Not trying to do any wordplay here, but yeah.
Simon, thanks for joining us.
It was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Simon Dory-Woollett is the Deputy General Manager of the Quebec Maple Syrup Producers.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.